Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, November 9th, 2020. Tegel Airport, or TXL, officially closed its doors yesterday. The inner-city airport was in operation for 60 years. The 31 airlines have now moved to BER, including the Lufthansa Group with Austrian, Swiss, and Brussels Airlines, as well as Air France and British Airways. The air traffic of the German capital is now completely concentrated at the Schönefeld location. The closure of Tegel will relieve several hundred thousand Berliners of aircraft noise. In Pankow, the initiative Pankow Says No to Tegel Airport organized a rally to celebrate the end of aircraft noise. The former airport is now experiencing a transformation into a university and a campus with startups on the former runway. The education union GEW is calling for an end to regular lessons in Berlin's schools. The reason is the rising corona infection numbers. On Friday, the Berlin GEW chairman, Tom Erdmann, spoke out in favor of cutting the number of learning groups in half and returning to the combination of lessons at school and at home, as was the case in Berlin before the summer vacations. Teachers called on the union because they don't feel sufficiently protected against possible coronavirus infections at their place of work. Astrid Sabine Busse from the Berlin School Management Association, on the other hand, said on Friday that she was in favor of letting the schools run in regular operation for as long as possible. Also, for the chairman of the State Parents Committee, Norman Heise, there is currently no reason to teach students partly at home again. He is also unaware of any such demands from parents. Frank Rudolph, spokesman for the Berlin-Brandenburg Philologists Association, said it was clear that the problems at the schools were growing, but the association is in favor of allowing school administrators to decide accordingly instead of applying a general rule. A spokesperson for the Education Administration said that the current situation in the schools is not bad enough to suspend in-school education. According to medical officers, schools are not hotspots, and the threat level at many schools has even been lowered. The administration also wants to prevent children and young people from falling behind. GEW Chairman Erdmann disagrees and stated, quote, "There is currently no other place where so many people meet in closed rooms without distancing and, in most cases, without masks as at school. Moreover, school employees have the impression that infections in the schools are accepted too easily. The right to education is highly valued, but we must not keep the schools in regular operation at the expense of the health of the employees and the students." Unquote. Since the end of the autumn vacations, a corona step-by-step plan has been in effect for Berlin schools. It specifies the restrictions and measures to be taken if the number of infections continues to rise, and a distinction is made between four color-coded levels. Green stands for the usual regular lessons with low infection rates, and yellow and orange signifies regular lessons with differently intensified hygiene precautions. Red means that the number of infections is high enough for regular classes to no longer be held, and then a combination of school-based learning at home and classroom instruction to be implemented. Muslims, Christians, and Jews prayed together for the victims of Islamist terror in front of the Austrian embassy on Friday. The invitation came from the Central Council of Muslims, who called on all religions to commit themselves to peace. And after the attacks in Vienna and Nice, they wanted to set a public signal against terror. The chairman of the Central Council, Ayman Maziek, and other imams, the bishops of the Protestant and Catholic churches, Christian Stablein and Heiner Koch, and the chairman of the General Rabbinical Conference, Andreas Nachama, spoke at the event. In his opening remarks, Maziek emphasized that the Central Council had also called for the peace rally because the corona pandemic did not allow calling for greater common prayers in mosques. A spokesman for the Federal Ministry of the Interior welcomed the interfaith prayer, stating, quote, "It's good and important that the Muslims in Germany, including their umbrella organizations, immediately expressed themselves unequivocally on the Islamic attack in Vienna and emphasized the importance of our common liberal democratic values," unquote. According to police, about 60 people participated in the rally, including politicians and the Austrian ambassador Peter Huber. After the rally, the participants laid flowers and lit candles. In recent days, 7 people were killed and many more injured in alleged Islamic attacks in Vienna and Nice. Friday night into Saturday, several cars went up in flames in Berlin. According to initial reports, no one was injured in the fires, and the police assume arson in all cases. Incidents on Knipperstrasse and Diesterwegstrasse in Prenzlauer Berg and on Erwin-Benevitz-Weg in Treptow were recorded. The fire department was quickly on the scenes and was able to prevent all but one of the cars from burning out completely. Per police, political motivations for the crimes are possible. Berliners are becoming more engaged in politics. The SPD, CDU, the Greens, and FDP have registered more party members this year than last year. With about 19,800 members, the SPD is the strongest, followed by the CDU with roughly 13,000. The Green Party is growing the fastest, with an increase of 1,118 members, an increase of 12%, the party has now a membership over 10,000. With 25 new members, the FDP now has 3,522 supporters with a membership. The only two parties going against the trend are the left and, apparently, the AfD. Compared to the beginning of the year, the left has a decrease of 50 and stands at 7,650. The party accounts the loss to its older members who are leaving. The AfD was unable to provide precise numbers to the House of Representatives. At the beginning of the year, however, the party had reported 1,570 members in Berlin. And now, according to spokesman Ronald Gläser, the number is over 1,400. And lastly, thank you to Juan Pablo for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.